Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday, June 9th. Welcome to summer. I hope you are well. I hope you are blessed this morning. And I hope that you are ready for a beautiful day, being that this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 4, a few verses out of chapter 4. And this morning, I want to just talk about forgiveness. Talk about forgiveness a little bit, because forgiveness is already hard in itself, and we have so many people who would buck us up, egg us on to be crazy. So I just wanted to touch bases on that for a second this morning. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden him, by whom you were sealed, day of redemption, a final deliverance through Christ from evil and the consequence of sin. Let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper, and resentment, anger, animosity, and quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, and slander, evil speaking, abusive, or blasphemous language be banished from you with all malice, spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind, and become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tenderhearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely as Christ, as God in Christ forgave you. I apologize. Ephesians 4, 30 and 32. There's so much. I used to get scared when I used to hear, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, because I really didn't have a real understanding of what that meant. But, you know, growing up and reading more and searching more and just having intimate conversations with God, I was opened up a little bit more to what grieving the Holy Spirit meant. And if you have kids, it kind of means that when your kids do something that really disappoints you, hurts you, or upsets you, puts you in a certain way, and it's like your whole spirit is just off, and you're like kind of like shaking your head, like wondering why. That's the same thing God does when He sees us walking around in bitterness, walking around in resentment, walking around being malicious to those who have hurt us, when He is the ultimate God of all control. He is the vindictor. He will fight our battles for us. I promise you, I've seen it over and over and over again. And it's been times when I prayed hard that, you know, that they didn't feel what I felt, and they still went through it, you know. And it's even crazy. Some people who have hurt me had to come back to me and ask me to pray with them, had to come back to me and cry out why, you know, their life is the way it is, in such an uproar, and they've even forgotten the things that they've done. So that last note right there, just how people can do things and not realize that they intentionally go around hurting people. It has become a way of life to them, where they don't see any wrongdoing. And yet, the offender, the person who they hurt, is walking around in bitterness, walking around slandering them every time they hear their name. Oh, I can't stand them. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And people egging them on. Yeah, you have a right. Yeah, that's right. No, no. That is grieving the Holy Spirit, because He doesn't want you to walk in that. He wants you to walk helpful, kindness, tenderhearted, compassionate, forgiveness. Forgiveness is really not about that other person. Forgiveness truly frees you to be able to walk with a whole different heart, with a whole different concept of life, and a whole different attitude towards the person that offended you, because you're not going to be thinking about them at night. You're not waking up thinking about them. They're not a part of your conversation because they really don't mean anything to you. it really makes you the bigger person. You grow up when you forgive people. You know, we always say how forgiveness frees you. No, forgiveness puts a maturity level on you that nobody can take away, because you're in a new state of spirit. You're not where you used to be. That person, those people, those actions, they don't have control over you. And that's not what you want to, for your life. You want to be free. You want to be free from bitterness. You want to be free from animosity, quarreling, slandering against them when you see others. When you see them on Facebook doing the most, it keeps you from getting heated up watching them, because you know what they did to you. Father God, we thank you this morning for waking us up, Lord God, and awakening up our hearts to forgiveness. Awaken us up, Lord God, to a new lease on life, Lord God, that we can be free, Lord God, from people, free from those who have hurt us, free from sitting in just our pit of hurt, of shame, of just being let down, Lord God, and just letting us stand with purpose, Lord God, so that we can walk into who you call us to be fully, Lord God, so that we can let go, Lord God, of all those years and months and hours and minutes, just of seasons of pain, Lord God, so that we can walk and be kind, walk and have a heart of compassion, walk and forgive again, be able to love again. So many others, Lord God, are just sitting at home lonely, don't want to open up to relationships because of that one person who hurt them, or those relationships after relationships that failed them, Lord God. Remind them who they are in you, Lord God. Remind them of your love, of your forgiveness. And remind them that there's people out there who walk in love, and that they just let go of those people. You can bring new people into their lives, new people to show them what your love looks like, new people to say that, yes, they hurt you, but here I am, willing to love you, willing to help you build new memories to forget about them, those that hurt you, Lord God. Lord God, continue to forgive us for our shortcomings and our sins, Lord God, where we fall short, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to mend us up to be who you called us to be, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you would just heal the brokenhearted this morning. Touch their hearts like never before in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch those, Lord God, who are walking in sickness, Lord God. Heal their minds and their hearts, Lord God. Send them their healing and their strength, Lord God, this morning in you. Lord God, show us who we are in you. Give us the strength and the heart to forgive this morning, Lord God. Let us let it go so that we can be free, so that we can mature into who you call us to be, Lord God. So when our enemies see us, they are baffled in our joy. They are saddened to see that they didn't have a stronghold on us. Well, they can take back and wonder, what are they doing wrong, that they can't intimidate us anymore, they can't hurt us anymore, that they, when they see us, we are full of joy, we don't become timid and tight, and the new authority of Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you for your love. I thank you for who you are in our lives this morning. Touch us, bless us like never before. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing day. Be great. Be blessed. Be loved. Walk in forgiveness. Don't let nobody hold nothing on you. Show them who you are. You want to show off them new shoes, that new outfit, that new tie. That you want to show that off. Show off your strength. Show them who you are. Be bad in Christ. Don't let nobody hold nothing, hold you down. Walk in your freedom. Walk in your maturity. I love you. Be blessed. Be great. Have an amazing day.